Welcome to Engineering Conversations. My name is David Demontini, and I'm an engineering professor at the University of Regina. Today, my guest is Carlo Palazzo. He is the coordinator for the Cooperative Education and Internship Program at the Center for Experiential and Service Learning here at the University of Regina. Carlo is an alumni of the U of R with a Bachelor of Administration with a marketing focus. When he was a student, he himself went through the co-op program and had work terms with the United Way, Saskatchewan Abilities Council, and the University of Regina. Ultimately, he ended up working here at the university, helping to coordinate the co-op work terms in software systems, electronics engineering, and computer science. And Carlo, thank you so much for coming to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm really looking forward to this because I think that cooperative education is such a huge part of the degree experience at the University of Regina. And we're going to learn a little bit about that today. So why don't you tell us specifically about your role and what it is you do to help students get co-op work terms while they're studying here in Regina?
So as my role as a coordinator, I work with students right from the start when they apply into the program. So I do a general meeting just to get to know them, give them the expectations of what to expect when they're a co-op student in there, and help them with everything. So when they come with their resume, we have workshops for resume and interview skills, and then sometimes do one-on-ones with those students. So take a look at the resume, make comments, and then they make revisions. That's what they use to apply for jobs. And interview skills. We just came from a very busy summer term, so helping a lot of students with mock interviews and try to make them as relaxed as possible. We all know interviews can be quite intimidating, so go over some sample questions. And it's a very quick, you know, they provide a response and give them immediate feedback. So then they kind of have an idea of what to expect when they're in an interview.
Right. So those are really important life skills, actually, how to prepare your resume, but then also how to go through an interview process.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the office here also then organizes for employers to come on campus, look through the resumes, interview students, and then select potential employees for their organizations, correct?
Yes, we have a fantastic new system that we just launched last term, and it's been great. So employers can post jobs directly into the system, and they can also go through our office. We're happy to help. And we are a one-stop shop. So an employer comes in, we try to make their lives as easy as possible. So we post the position, gather resumes, and send them right to the employer. The other thing is too, is because we try to make things easy, if an employer comes in later into the term, we will try to make their lives easy, provide resumes right from the start, right from the get-go, and that makes they're going through the process a little bit quicker than it was if they would have a position posted, look through resumes. So we try to expedite the process.
Okay. And I know that students don't have to participate in the co-op program. So you can go to university, you can do your conventional degree, a four-year degree program. Or if you participate in co-op or internship, it will add a year in time to the completion of the degree. But tell us, what are the advantages for students to participate in the co-op program?
The one thing I can say right from the start is I wouldn't be talking to you today if I was not a co-op student. I think it was one of the best decisions I ever made in my program. I was initially in kinesiology and realized that wasn't the right fit, went over to business and came across the co-op program. And I thought it was the best for me because, and this is kind of the benefits of the program, it allowed me to, you know, get a decent wage and contacts. The contacts I did through my four work terms, still kept in touch with them. They became references on my resume. And especially with that last work term I did on campus with the university in this office, I wouldn't be in this role had I not made that last connection.
Yeah, that led to this job.
Absolutely.
And how long have you been in this role, by the way?
13 and a half years.
Yeah, so it's basically, it led to your career.
It has, yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. So the advantages for students then are they get excellent work experience. They're getting paid, which is really important. And in addition to the experience they can put on their resume, they're making contacts for future reference checks.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the one thing we found too is especially like we never want any student to have where they get their degree, they find their first job afterwards, and they realize they don't like it and end up coming back to school. So co-op allows them to kind of almost like a try before they buy and try different, you know, different industries and different fields just to get a feel of what they actually want to do when they finish.
Right. I know we have some engineering students that have switched majors because of that. You know, they might start, they still stay in engineering, but they might go on an environmental engineering work term and come back and switch to industrial, for example,
or
something like that. So that's very common. Now let's talk then a little bit about the difference between co-op and internship, because there are the two programs and they do have differences. So could you just explain the difference between a co-op type of experience, work experience while you're studying, versus the internship?
Yeah, so co-op would happen in the second year of the program, and it would be interchange between a work semester and a schooling semester. So that's the biggest thing. There's the four work terms right now. So it's the for somebody who wants to kind of try before they and see what they like, that'd be the most advantageous for them, versus internship, which happens in the third year of their program. So getting close to the end, and it would be either a 12 consecutive month placement with an employer or a 16 month placement. There are the two options, just depending on the program, because of when classes are offered. So the biggest difference is kind of the year of study and then duration, because you call up is usually 4 months with an internship would be a 12 or 16.
Okay. So I think then, as a co-op student, you could actually try and work for four different employers. If it's in the engineering sector, you could, in fact, try four different sectors. So you might do mining, you might do utilities, you might do manufacturing, and you could get those different experiences with the co-op?
Yep.
Okay. And then the internship program, it really is just the one placement with one employer, but it's a longer duration, potentially working on a more significant project because it's a longer placement.
Yes. And then it's because that those students would be very close, they would finish their internship and then come back for the last two semesters of study. Then it's almost like the employer is really using that as, can we see a potential fit? Because we've noticed a lot of interns, happens on the co-op side too, but at the internship, you've spent so much time and investment in that employer. It makes a lot of sense just to bring them in full time when they're done.
So let's talk about that. We've already talked about the advantages for students to participate in a work-study program. What are the advantages for employers to be hiring co-op or internship students? And I mean, you hinted to it just a little bit there, but let's expand on that.
The biggest one is it's a long-term interview. You spend a lot of time and investment, and we've noticed, I don't have specific stats, but a lot of times employers will definitely hire students that they've had as co-op students. Or it could even be where it's this those connections. So you might have been at one employer, they give a good word of recommendation to a different employer, and then that student ends up with that employer afterwards. So that is definitely the biggest one. And then it's also just another resource to the employer. Like we all know everything is busy, everyone's busy. So just to have that another source that can kind of get it hit and get the ground running is very helpful for them. And employers have very recently have said to me where it gives an outsider point of view and the feedback that a student provides because they're engaged or very new into their program, they find that extremely beneficial.
Well, that's great. I know that sometimes when students come back from their work terms, they're very excited about what they have learned and they want to learn more about that. So it can really inspire the students to study a certain particular thing from industry further. And I also know sometimes students come back from even just a second or a third work term and the employer loved them so much that they already have a job offer on the table pending graduation. So I think there is a real win-win for both the students and the employers.
Agreed. Yep.
Yeah. So where are students getting these jobs then? I mean, obviously our university is in Regina, we're in the province of Saskatchewan, but my understanding is that students can really end up with jobs anywhere. What have you seen out of this office?
So we've been very fortunate, even with the economy, the current way it is, it's kind of crunched a little bit, but the crowns have been the best point to mention of employers. So SAS Power, SAS Energy, SGI, SAS Tel, you know, fantastic supporters through and through, because again, we're government province where a lot of the ministries really support the program. So anywhere from Ministry of Finance, Energy and Resources, Ministry of Education, Ministry of Health have been very active into the program too. The other thing, and this has very much changed when I first started, is startups in town have really come on board. So I've had the pleasure of working with 54E Dev Studios. So they're the makers of One Shot Golf. And I know on the engineering side, our electronics and software students have really taken advantage of and had some pretty good work. And what One Shot Golf is, it's you're playing mini golf with an actual robot arm. So you're in, it's live, and it's quite interesting. I've had a chance to go to the warehouse, and you log into the app, and you're on a golf course, and you control the putter and the angle and the power. And it's just so neat that that's a local company here. I've also worked with former co-op students that have had their own startups. So Citrus has a platform for camps to use. We've had that. We've had Lighthorse, as well as private companies too. So anywhere from K+S to Federated Co-op to Brandt, Rockford Engineering, Yara, and Mosaic have also supported the program.
Yeah, that's great to hear. So I have a small confession. I am also a student. Well, I participated in a co-op program when I was a student over 30 years ago. But at that time, a lot of the jobs were out of the province because the economy in Saskatchewan wasn't as strong. So I had 3 work terms in Alberta and 2 in Saskatchewan. So I'm really happy to hear that local industry is so supportive of the co-op program and that students are finding jobs right here in Saskatchewan.
Absolutely. I don't have a specific percentage, but I'd say it's at least 90% in the province versus even 10 years ago where it was significantly lower.
Okay. Yes. Because in my time, it was quite different. Yeah. Most of the people were going out of province for their work terms. Now we did mention that students are paid. What is a typical salary that a student might earn while they are on a work term or an internship?
Yeah, the range I would say usually is between $22 to $29 an hour, and it really depends. So private kind of tends to be a little bit higher. The government, so SaskTel, I think out of all the crowds would pay the most. And it also depends on the year of study of the students. So somebody on their first work term would probably at a lower wage versus somebody on their fourth work term, which would be on the higher end of things.
So on a monthly basis, the students are easily then making like $2,500 to $3,000 a month or more.
Oh, absolutely. I would say probably even like $3,000 to $3,500 on the engineering side.
Yeah, that's great. Great way to pay for school and the cost of going to university.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, great. So are there any current challenges that you're seeing? You mentioned that the economy is going pretty good. The co-op programs are well subscribed to by both students and employers.
I would say like versus even before the pandemic, we've noticed some places not hire as often. So we get that there's definitely some economic challenges. So that would be the one. It hasn't fully crunched, but we have had noticed a change in numbers. Nowhere near as when oil kind of bottomed out in around 2014. That's when we really noticed on those side of things, especially on the petroleum side, a little bit more of a reduction. So it's going good for that things. In other terms of other challenges, it's very competitive. That is the biggest thing. We as much as we love to guarantee placements, then our numbers have grown pretty good. So while we have pretty decent placements, we still have potential of students that aren't able to get a placement.
So really, the economy operates just like the regular world. You might not be guaranteed a placement, or you might apply for a job that you really, really, really would love to get as a student, but the employer hires a different student because they had the interview and it went a little bit better maybe.
Yeah. But the one thing that is always an advantage to the students is we absolutely hope that anybody gets a placement. But if it doesn't work out, they're still getting benefit of having an improved resume and even improved. They still get some pretty decent life skills from being in the program.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big fan of the cooperative study programs that we have here in Regina. And we're one of the longest serving co-op programs in Western Canada, if I'm not correct.
Yeah, just going to celebrate our 55th anniversary this year.
55 years of having a co-op program.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, that's a great achievement for the university and something that we can all be proud of.
Yeah, and now I've kind of hit that, now that I've been in the program for getting close on 14 years, that I've seen students that are former co-op students that are now managers and hiring their own co-op students. So it's proud of, proud parent in a way of saying like students grow.
So in that case, then really what you're saying is that students who have participated in the program recognize the benefit as they go out into their careers. They then come back to the office here looking to hire co-op students because they know it's such a wonderful experience.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah. So there's real believers in the program then.
Yes, agreed.
So if we have anyone listening that's interested in hiring some students, who should they reach out to or how can they contact you?
I'd say the best way to reach out to our office is just going through our website. So www.uregina.ca/CESL. They could also contact us directly at 306-585-4600. And our front desk staff, they're amazing and they'll put you in contact with the right coordinator.
That's good to know. And we have, obviously this podcast is promoting engineering, but we might have some high school students who are listening. And I just want to point out that this co-op office not only supports co-op for engineering students, but correct me if I'm wrong, I believe also business and science?
Yeah, so we have a business, arts, all the natural sciences, I think that covers off all the areas. So we're not just engineering. We have pretty much any other main program that doesn't have their own practicum. There is a co-op option for.
Yeah, and I think that's important for high school students to know about that. So thanks for explaining that. And Carlo, thanks so much for taking the time out of your day to come and talk to me and explain how these work-study programs work. I think they're really important for our university and for the students and for all of the employers that are out there. So thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
My guest today has been Carlo Palazzo, the coordinator for cooperative education and internships here at the Center for Experiential and Service Learning at the University of Regina. I hope all of you listening have learned a little bit about the co-op and internship opportunities and consider that for yourself when you are looking for a degree program to study. Join us next time on Engineering Conversations, when my guest will be Jason Whitelaw, an electronic systems engineer working at SaskPower.